What's going on, guys? Nick Bradshaw here with Sales Funnels Made Easy. And guys, today I'm going to be talking about every entrepreneur's path.
So, you're new to sales funnels, and you might be asking yourself the question, how do I go from average Joe to funnel pro? Or can I really do this? Or will this work for my business? For over 80,000 entrepreneurs in the digital space, these are the deafening questions being asked every day. And this podcast is here to give you the answers.
All right, guys. So over just the past couple of months of coaching, getting new clients, listening to their stories, and trying to figure out just exactly like the best path for everybody, I started seeing a lot of patterns, right? And so the patterns that I really started seeing that really came to fruition, it was just like the same story over and over and over. And every single person was just telling me it was like the same exact thing, right? And I just started seeing, like, again, the patterns just started coming everywhere, right? And so when I really started to deep dive into like how I got started in internet marketing, it was really like the same way, right? So I'm gonna try and play this out for you guys and hopefully it makes sense to you guys. And hopefully like inside of this, there was like an aha moment that was like, yes, that's exactly what I'm going through, all right? So guys, so when I first started inside of internet marketing, everyone was like, so I had this business and I was kind of explaining to people like where I wanted to go with my business and like where I wanted to take it and everything else. And so like at one point this guy was like, oh, like, well, like, what about internet marketing? And I'm like, well, what about internet marketing? I'm like, yeah, there's this tool called ClickFunnels and, you know, you can use it to basically build your business online. And so like I was introduced to this new thing, like this like light bulb came on and I was like, and so I started to get really curious about it, right? I had no idea like exactly what it was. I'd never been involved with network marketing or with internet marketing. And so I began to get really curious. And so I started Googling it. I started researching it. I started doing my homework. And eventually is what I found is I found, you know, some people who were doing the same thing that I was doing inside of my current business, but they were doing it online successfully. And so again, like that curiosity grew, right? So like the next step of this is like my curiosity eventually grew into like imagination. And I started imagining like all the things that I could do with my business if I took it online. And so, and then I was like, all right, well, what if I'm just like, what if I continue doing what I'm currently doing, right? Running my business the way that I'm currently running it. But what if I just add on top of it and I just like stack on top of it, this new opportunity of doing things online? Like what if I could just make like $25, you know, per day if I did this online? Like, how would that change my life? Right? Like an extra, you know, and that's not a whole lot of money, guys. I mean, that's like, you know, an extra, what, like $8,000 a year, you know, something like that. And I was like, well, like, what if I, like, what if it wasn't $25? What if it was like $50? All right. Like an extra, like, you know, $18,000 a year. Or like, what if it was like, what if it was $100? Right. Like, what would that look like? What if I added $36,000 a year to my bottom line just by trying out this new thing called internet marketing for my business? All right. So my imagination just started running wild. And eventually is what that did is it grew into like full on excitement. Right. And I started getting really excited. Like the more I learned, the more I imagined, the more curious I got, the more knowledge that I did, the more research that I did. And then all of those things like eventually just grew into like a sheer amount of excitement. Right. And eventually I just got so excited that I finally like said, okay, like I got to do this. Right. Like I figured I'd go out and test the waters, you know, and I'd try this new thing called internet marketing. Right. Which if you guys are listening to this podcast, you guys have probably went through that same exact process. You guys just didn't even know it, right? And so so I did. I tried it and I spent like 2 months like building out these, you know, elaborate sales funnels, and I was chasing all the shiny objects, and I went out and I spent a lot more money than I probably should have on like getting all of these tools, because I kept asking like, okay, well, like what's the easiest path to success inside of this game? And everybody just kept giving, oh, well, you need this tool, you need this tool, and you know, you got to do this and you got to do that. And like, if you do this, it'll bump conversion rates, and you know, your thing will convert, you know, 15% better if you do this. And so I did all of these things and I built this like big, huge, elaborate funnel. And I've told you guys this part already, but you know, like, and so like I finally hit launch, right? And like my imagination, like again, took over. And when I hit launch, I just thought that like, you know, the clouds would part and like the sun would shine down on me only. And it would just start raining dollar bills like directly into my pockets, right? Well, obviously, like if you guys have been going through this, you guys know that that's not true, right? Like that's not the way that this works, right? So instead of like the mass success that I thought I was going to have, again, like my funnel is like complete crickets, right? So the next step of this is like after you try is inevitably you are met with like challenges, right? Like challenges that you never thought that you would have had when you first started down this road and like you thought that you would try this, right? Because our ego and like our imagination just goes out and like, and it puts like false expectations into our head on what we think that we should actually, the result that we should actually get, right? And so again, I got challenges. And so I just kind of redid it, right? And I was like, I thought to myself, like, all right, well, why didn't it work? And so again, like the reason that I thought, like, I came up with of why my stuff wasn't working is because it had to be the funnel, right? Like it was all the funnel's fault. And so I just went back and that process like just went full circle. I got curious again. I got excited, or I got curious. My imagination started running wild. I got, you know, super excited. I built new funnels, right? I tried the thing again. I built new funnels and I was met with more challenges, right? And so after doing this, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times, eventually is what happened is those challenges then turned into frustrations. And those, it was like, guys, I'm like, I'm doing everything that everybody is telling me to do, right? Like I keep asking, like, how do I be successful in this? And everybody keeps giving me their opinions. And then I go and I take those opinions and I put them back into my funnels and then I launch the funnels and nothing would happen. And so eventually like my ego got to me, right? And so I actually, after doing coaching, you know, for so long, I actually created this on my own model. And so eventually, like once we get from curiosity to excitement, to imagination, to trying the new thing, to getting met with new challenges, the building into frustration, we hit what I call the ego line. All right. And so I actually got this concept. I was reading a book called Ego is the Enemy by Ryan Holiday. And inside of that book, he says that, you know, the ego line is what separates like failure from success, right? And so if you actually know what the ego is, I don't know the exact definition of ego, but inside of this book, he basically puts it to where like the ego is like the rational part of our brain, right? Or on the complete opposite end of the spectrum, it's the completely irrational part of our brain. But it's what kind of protects us from like what reality actually is, okay? And so again, like the reality of this is that I was building all of these things and I was doing everything that everybody told me to, and my own ego says that I should be successful because I've done all of these things. And so is what I wanted to do is I wanted to put all of the blame for my non-success or my failure on the thing, right? And that thing is, you know, sales funnels. But in reality, if you actually look into, again, like what separates, you know, the ego line from failure to success, Albert Einstein puts it this way, right? It says the killer and how you kill an ego is through knowledge. And so I said, huh. And I took a step back and everything inside of me said that I wanted to point the blame at everybody but myself. Okay. And so that's what I did until I read this. And I was like, well, maybe the problem isn't the sales funnels. Maybe it's me, right? Like there's something wrong internally of like, so why I'm not having success. Like the only, like the common denominator for me not having success is it's gotta be me, right? I built like 5, 6, 7, 8 funnels at this time. They've all failed. And so the common denominator has to be me, right? And so and then I read this book and it said, you have to kill the ego. Well, you have to kill the ego and you have to have knowledge. So I went back to the drawing board and I said, okay, well, like, what do I do? And so I met this guy named Steve Larson and he kept like yelling in my ear about frameworks and principles. And like, you got to do it this way. And you have to understand the frameworks and principles behind what actually turns a dollar inside of your business, like as a rule and not as an exception. Like we're not talking about like shiny objects and tactics. We're talking about like core fundamentals and principles and frameworks. And I'm like, all right, well, you know, like that makes sense. But like, Steve, what the hell are frameworks? Like, what the hell are the principles? Like, I have no idea. This is stuff that I haven't been taught. And so then that's when it hit me. And it's like, oh, that's the knowledge. Like that's the common denominator. It's not necessarily me. It is, but it's my lack of knowledge of what the core frameworks and principles are behind what actually turns a dollar inside of my business. Right? And to put it this way, guys, I had no idea what actually made a sales funnel work. Right? Like what part of a sales funnel actually made it work? What made it take, you know, make people take the money out of their wallet and give it to me? That's the part of the game that I didn't understand. All right. So when I started looking at this from a more macro scale, I realized that I'd kind of done everything backwards. All right. And so follow me on this journey. I'm going to tie this up with a neat little bow at the end here. All right. But imagine this, all right? Imagine like you're going out to play like basketball for the first time. And instead of actually going out and like learning how to dribble and like starting with like shooting a layup, imagine you just went out to like half court and you started like shooting half court jumpers. And because of your ego and your imagination of how easy that this should be, you just think that every shot that you take will just be like nothing but net. And the ball will just sink through the hoop every single time. Like the logical person knows that that would never happen, right? Because we don't have the skills involved and the knowledge involved and everything else to actually sink half court jumpers on a regular basis. And so I started looking at that and I was like, well, that's kind of what I did when I started internet marketing. Right, I had no idea what actually like sales funnels were. I had no idea what actually turned a dollar inside of my business. I had no idea what made people take out their wallet and buy my stuff. All I was doing was like building a funnel and doing out what everybody else said and expecting it to rain dollars from the heavens inside of my pocket. And so that's when I realized that, okay, well, I'm doing this all backwards, right? I started with the tactics and then I went to the principles and then I, you know, and the frameworks were non-existent. And so then I said, okay, well, how do I actually get to the fundamentals, right? And so I started, and so I went back to Steve, and we had built this relationship by this point, and he gave me a bunch of resources and books and everything else that I should be consuming to learn these things. And so I spent the next, 6 to 8 months just doing nothing but learning the stuff that I should have been learning in the first place, okay? And so what I actually got out of by the end of this is that I started learning the frameworks and principles behind what actually turned the dollar. And really it came down to five things. Okay. I'm going to give you a sneak peek of what these five things are. And on the next episode, I'm going to dive deep into them as far as what it actually does, right? And how they actually work and how you implement them into your business. Right. So the five things that I actually found was that we have to start first and foremost with the knowledge, with the mindset. Okay. I had to be in the right mind frame to actually receive the knowledge that I was going to get. Right. Again, and this all goes back and plays back into killing the ego. Right. I had to understand first that I did not know anything. Okay. And once I accepted that I didn't know anything, then I could start from scratch. All right. And so after that is what I realized is that I have to have not just knowledge, but I had to have the right knowledge. Okay. Because I knew a lot of things about sales funnels at this point. What I didn't know is the right things about sales funnels. All right. So to me, anybody can go out there and Google stuff and answer questions, and you can get answers to your questions. With the age of information that we're in right now, questions can be answered very, very easily. Right. There's a group of 200,000 people inside of ClickFunnels Official that will be more than happy to, you know, make themselves look smart and answer your question. Okay, that doesn't necessarily mean it's the right answer, and it doesn't necessarily mean it's the right question. Okay, so what I had to learn is this concept is called just-in-time learning, and what I really realized is that I had to understand the right questions to ask to get the right answers at the right time. All right, because again, when I start with the tactics first, it's backwards. Okay, so the third thing that I realized is that I have to be able to analyze my market first, right? A lot of people start with trying to find the product. What do I sell, right? It's the very first question that people have. But that's the wrong question. I realize that, okay? And going back to the last thing of knowledge, the right question is, who do I sell to, right? And then I actually get to go back and I get to analyze the market, right? And the market's, and if I analyze the market correctly, then the market is going to tell me exactly what I should and should not be selling, okay? So then once I figure out who I should be selling to, then they're going to tell me what to sell, and then I have to make a good offer, right? And I'm not talking about a product, I'm talking about an offer. And so the difference between, again, I'll dive deeper in the next episode between the difference between a product and an offer, but the offer is, it's something that cannot be replaced, right? It's taking a commodity and turning it into value, right? How do I raise the value on what I am trying to sell to the people that I'm trying to sell it to, all right? And again, this all stems from knowing the market that we're coming out of, all right? So then after all of that, then my offer, how I structure my offer and how I'm going to sell back to the market that I'm coming out of, then I get to figure out what funnel to use, all right? And so this is completely like backwards from contemporary, like the contemporary knowledge or way that funnel builders start building or internet marketers start their business, right? Especially like when we're starting and when we first get this concept of like sales funnels, a lot of the times the people, the way that the information is processed is, cool, what funnel do I use? What do I sell? What's my sales message? And then the last thing they figure out is who to sell it to, right? But the way that I actually figured out that it's the most successful way is to completely flip that on its head, right? We start with the who, and then we go to the sales message, and then we actually go and start creating an offer, right? Figuring out, you know, because again, the who's going to tell me what to sell. They're also going to tell me how to sell it to them, right? And then I actually have to create an offer, and then the offer is going to determine the funnel. All right. And so again, like we're going to go back through this and I'm going to explain this all in more depth in next week's episode, but I just had to get this out there and off of my chest because it's the same thing. Like every single time that somebody comes to me and they have questions, it's the same journey. They've all gone down the same journey and it's completely backwards. And like when I realized this, it was like, wow. Right. And so I started analyzing how other people are doing it. Like the big people are doing it, not what they're saying, but what they're actually doing. And it's like, ah, that's it, right? Figured it out. All right, so guys, hey, if this has been helpful to you guys, if this has been insightful, if you guys had an aha moment, do me a favor, go on iTunes, leave me a review, tell me about it, all right? If you didn't, tell me why not, right? Like, tell me the things that you want to learn so that I can make this podcast more helpful to you and in turn, more helpful to me. All right. So, guys, that's all I got for this week. I'll check you guys on the next week's episode and we'll start diving deeper into like those five, those five main, core frameworks. All right.
To be part of the One Funnel Away Challenge, where million-dollar plus earners take you by the hand and help you build out your first or next funnel from A to Z for the cheapest price on the planet and get some sweet bonuses, go to OFABonusOffer.com.